Welcome to another Card Online Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, recently there's been a bit of controversy in regards
recently.
Yes.
It's been going on for a fair while. How do you define recently?
Well, put it this way, there's been a real bang-up between the current president of Port Adelaide, Koshy, and the former president of Collingwood. So it really did come to a head the last time the teams met, didn't it?
Well, the showdown just occurred. Port annihilated the Crows.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. And at the end, they quickly changed into the old, what is now being called the Prison Bar Guernsey, to celebrate, which caused a bit of a upset amongst others.
Yeah, my understanding was that Port Adelaide were told that if they wore the Prison Bar Guernsey in the game against the Crows, they were going to lose 4 points.
Well, they were going to lose the points and get fined. I think initially they said it would be a fine, and it seemed from the media reports anyway that, well, Koshy was saying at least, which is, I don't know if he always represents the club, but he was saying that.
But doesn't he work in the media?
Yes. Lot of football people work in the media though? Like it's pretty
Eddie
football.
Eddie Everywhere from Collingwood?
And then I think they were going to cop the fine and sort of do it anyway. But then when, of course, 4 points, 4 points are valuable, you need them.
Well, the argument came about with Port Adelaide wearing the Prison Bar Guernsey in the change room to sing the song, that some people viewed that as a spit in the eye to the AFL.
Well, some people can think that. This is what happens these days. Everyone wants to jump up and down about something. But to Port Adelaide, that Guernsey is part of their heritage and they feel very strongly about it. And as they have developed as an entity in the AFL, they've been a fairly strong club, they want to say, hang on a minute, we want to have the right to wear this. Like everyone gets the right to wear some of their jumpers at different times of the season, and it seems only proper that Port Adelaide would get the same opportunity.
You know, I wonder if they would have been quite as passionate if it wasn't for the fact that the magenta, it was hard to get the dye and it faded a little bit, and that's the reason they went to black and white in 1902.
So there, yeah, there's a long time ago. So that often comes up as an, oh, well, hang on, your initial colours were this, they were blue, then they were magenta and so on. But from 1902, that was the first time that they wore the black and white jumper with those that sort of shape with the bars. And so that's a long part, a big, big part of the history. If we look at Collingwood, in fact, on their website, they came from another club, which was not black and white. And one of their people actually went and played against the SA Colonial team. And back then they wore black and white. And so when he went back to the club, he thought that's a good colour to wear. So in fact, Collingwood stole the black and white from South Australia.
It's interesting because some people would argue that black and white are not colours.
Well, they would be arguing correctly.
I remember watching black and white TV back in the day.
Yes, for most of your life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, look, let's have a quick look at the history of the Port Adelaide colours. Obviously, when they started 1870 to about 1876, they wore blue and white stripes, similar to the blue and white type shirts that the sailors down the port used to wear. So it's a good chance that it was adopted for that reason. And then when the league started back in 1877, they wore pink. And a lot of people obviously like to stir that fact up that they wore pink. It came about because a lot of the players that were playing with Port Adelaide come from a couple of other now defunct clubs, Queenstown and Alberton, that had sort of pink in their colours. Then from about 1884 to 1901, mainly the pink, the magenta, with the blue yoke, yeah. And that sort of seemed to be their colour. But then the magenta dye was starting to be hard to find, plus it faded a bit. So that's why they ended up going with the black and white.
Yeah. And so from 1902 onwards. Now, I know, and the other thing, I mean, you're the historian, but I know the prison bars is the term that is now used. But my understanding, and just looking at a bit of sort of few different websites quickly, is that, and that's what I thought for a long time, it was based on the pylons of the wharf.
Yep.
So is that stuff that you've researched? Do you know, is that good information? Like,
yeah, that's correct. That is correct, how it was formulated originally. And also over the history from 1902 through to the period of going into the AFL, there was a changing. At one time they had one stripe on each side and there was various different changes. But McLean, the secretary at the time, sort of insisted around 1950 that they had to have the prison bars because of it was unique.
Yeah, and Collingwood have always been black and white, as we from 1892, I believe, when they first started. They've always been black and white, but the vertical, full black and white stripe, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, obviously, they've had variations over the years for special occasions. One interesting question comes to mind. You're saying that Collingwood adopted their colours from the South Australian state team or intercolonial team. I wonder if Port Adelaide did the same thing.
Possibly, because I'm just looking here on the actual website, the jumper, and it said in their period before being formed in 1892, it became obvious the club would need a different uniform from that of Britannia, which was the club, their precursor club. They were blue and white with a scarlet sash, but they thought it was too close to Footscray. And so William Samuel Crawley was the supporter who returned from a trip to South Australia with the South Australian intercolonial football team and was impressed with their black and white jumpers. So he suggested the club adopt that and be called the Magpies because there were a lot of magpies around.
Now, I remember when Port Adelaide came into the competition, they were told that they had to have different colours to Collingwood. So they ended up going with the tulle, which represented the colour of the water in the sea, and they saw it as a positive colour in some of the American sports in Florida, and that how it's very popular. And the TV stations liked it as well. And the silver was chosen more as a colour of the future, so that they had that scope to, embrace different types of supporters.
Well, that was the thing, wasn't it? And that's the reality of, like we talk about, and that's where that debate comes and the sort of angst, I guess, from South Australia, because the VFL really morphed into the AFL and they always had that sort of Victorian-centric term that they're using, and that's certainly the case. And so other teams, other states coming in had to bow to clubs that already existed, in this case Collingwood, which is a strong, powerful club. And so they did change their colours, but there seems to be some debate now about whether that they have this deal that has to stay there forever. Even the other day, I was Kane Corns on TV, had that contract that Eddie had signed saying, yes, they could wear that Guernsey. So there was a bit of a
that was the
to do about that, wasn't it? So that way, and that's sort of built into this whole sort of thing that happened after the Crows game, wasn't it, where that all of that was happening. And you really think now it'd be great if the AFL just got rid of all the personalities and looked at this on its merits and acted in a fair manner, because it doesn't seem to be acted, it hasn't seemed to in the past have been a fair system.
Well, at the end of the day, when they chose their colours to go into the AFL, they insisted that they keep black and white as part of the combination. So obviously black and white means a lot to the club.
I'll give you a quote here. This is Foss Williams explaining the mythology of the Guernsey in 1981. Anyone that put on the Guernsey acted like the Guernsey intended it to act. It wasn't built around the player wearing the Guernsey. It was the Guernsey using a player. Now, Foss Williams is he is an icon in all football, but especially at Port Adelaide. Now, that shows you the mentality. And, I mean, it's not just Port Adelaide. A lot of clubs like the Guernsey, the uniform means so much, but that shows that's where they're coming from.
So some people would argue the fact that when Port Adelaide came into the AFL, they sold their soul by changing their colours. But to me, the fact that they wanted to keep black and white in there sent a clear message that they didn't want to lose those colours.
I think very much so. And sometimes you've got to make some compromises to move in, that's to move to the next level, isn't it? But you would think now, after this period of time, you'd go, hang on a minute, what is the problem with Port Adelaide wearing that Guernsey when they play the Crows? What is the problem for anyone?
None.
Exactly. So what does it matter? Why the AFL? Why are Collingwood kicking up a fuss? It has no impact on them. You go, fair enough. We understand the clashes, when you have, and we all clubs have their clash strip except for Collingwood, of course. So there does seem to be that they have had special treatment for some reason.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you've got a media magnet like Everywhere Eddie, it's sort of it is quite intimidating for other people to come up against him.
I guess so, but it's, and that's what I'm saying. The AFL now, Eddie McGuire has done a lot for obviously Collingwood Football Club and AFL, or football generally, but now that's finished in that sense, hasn't it? So that's where the AFL now needs to stand up and go, hang on a minute, let's look at this a little bit differently, and what? Why can't we embrace the heritage of this proud club and support them in this?
Now, obviously, the major problem with the Guernsey is a black and white, correct?
It seems to be, against, so, in terms of Collingwood.
Why not sort of come up with an alternate Guernsey which has the prison bars in it? For argument's sake, you could have magenta and white or teal and white or whatever, just to present that. So psychologically, it is still giving the prison bar part of it, and then sort of have the argument later about bringing
it's still the black a compromise, white. Isn't it? It's still like, I think we're, yeah, if we look at society generally now, there's lots of great debates going on about how we should think differently. And a lot of it is about embracing our heritage and our backgrounds, etc. And it seems clear to me, again, why should Port Adelaide aren't asking to wear this Guernsey all of the time. They're saying we want to wear it at certain times. And so to me, that's a fair approach. And whereas, again, why should they had to compromise to come into the competition. Why should they now be in a position to compromise again just to appease a very small part of the AFL?
Well, my thinking is this. If you design three types of Guernseys with the prison bar so that they at least keep that part of it, and you can have the tulle and white, and you can have the magenta and white, and you can have the black and the white. And that way, once it gets accepted, you can have a clash Guernsey. So for when they play Collingwood, they can wear perhaps a magenta and white. When they play North Melbourne, they can wear the black and white, or perhaps the magenta and white, because maybe the black and white, blue and white would clash a little bit. When they play the Crows, they definitely have the black and white. Perhaps if they're willing to make that compromise where they can wear different colours to suit their alternate type strips, I think that would be a lot more palatable to get through, so they can wear the black and the white on occasions.
Well, I understand that in terms of being palatable, but I think maybe, and I don't know, so I can't speak for Port Adelaide or the people who are obviously wanting this to happen, but I don't think that they don't want to think that way. They don't want to think, hey, I think they're very now strongly saying, no, this is how we want it to be. We've got a good case here. We've got good reasons for this. So I would doubt that. I understand where you're coming from, but I doubt that that would be a consideration.
Another interesting aspect about Port Adelaide coming into the competition is that they're the only club team to come into the AFL, because Sydney Swans was relocated from South Melbourne. The original Brisbane team, the Brisbane Bears, were a made-up team, which was eventually amalgamated with the old Fitzroy Lions, so now they're the Brisbane Lions. So they're not a club team that came in. The Adelaide Crows were a made-up team. West Coast Eagles are a made-up team. Fremantle Dockers are a made-up team. The Gold Coast and Western Sydney, all made up teams. So Port Adelaide, in fact, is the only club team to come into the AFL.
With a very, very strong history and a very successful history. And that's what I think is being missed. And I know it's like some people go, oh, it's Port Power, it's not Port Adelaide. I know you've said that in jest before. But the reality is it's like saying, okay, well, any team that went from the VFL to the AFL is no longer that club. And no one would say that. And so why would anyone, as you're suggesting, this is a club that went from SANFL to AFL. So of course they are a club, and of course their heritage is continuous from the time they began to where they are now. Whereas, as you're rightly saying, a lot of the newer teams have, that's their beginning. Their beginning is in the AFL. And so that's why, if AFL are truly Australian national sport, they should not only be respecting the VFL heritage, they should be respecting all the other, like such as SANFL or the WAFL, etc. They should be also respecting their heritage.
Well, you know, I know the Crows have put in submissions to wear state Guernseys as heritage Guernseys, and I believe that was not back for whatever reasons. Why?
Exactly. Again, there are Crows, for example, they've got the same colours as Brisbane. There are some other clubs in that have similar colours, and no one complains about it. They just get on with it.
Well, you know, when North Melbourne play Collingwood, even though they're blue and white against black and white, they look so similar.
Well, the shape, isn't it? So, now we've got to say you can't have the same stripes.
That's why I was thinking if Port Adelaide had the prison bars, that's unique.
Well, I just think that AFL need to do the right thing and let Port Adelaide wear that Guernsey that is so important to them in the games that they can wear it where it doesn't clash.
Well, Sean, I hope you appreciate the fact that I did not give you a hard time about Port Adelaide.
I'm surprised and I appreciate it.
So it's another Cut Unlaid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.